It's been our tradition to join with Colonial Presbyterian Church for Holy Week services. We begin Lent together on Ash Wednesday, and then we observe Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday together, an Easter sunrise service as well. And this year, we couldn't do that, but we still wanted to uphold that tradition. So during our sermon time today, you're going to be hearing from pastors from both churches. Don't worry, it's not a full-length sermon from three of us. Instead, we're each going to be sharing with you why we personally, and why hopefully we as congregations, on this Easter Sunday that looks so different than other Easter Sundays, can still find reason to celebrate. So you'll be hearing from Pastor Brent and Pastor Sarah, and then I'll be sharing as well my thoughts on that. So we hope you will enjoy this kind of different take on our Holy Week tradition, on our Easter sunrise tradition. It means you didn't have to get up so early, and I hope that it will be a blessing to you today.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. That's the news that each one of us needs to hear in these uncertain, unsettling, and very often unhappy times. And yet, as much as I want to celebrate, it seems a bit strange to do it in an empty church. We have been living much like the disciples that Easter morning, hiding, locked behind closed doors. And so it's strange to not be with you during this time. Strange to not gather with my brothers and sisters to be able to proclaim a truth that has changed the world. And that's a little sad. But isn't sadness a big part of the Easter story? The friends and followers of Jesus were more than a little sad because of the events that had been going on that first Easter morning. And as the psalmist lays out for us so well, weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Unfortunately, we know that the morning joy often doesn't come quickly enough. Not for us, and not for me. And so this year, the empty tomb from that first Easter morning and the empty church on this Easter morning, they are not the same thing at all. That's why I need Easter this year. That's why I need to celebrate Easter this year. Because now more than ever, I need the hope that only Easter can bring. Easter tells us that no matter how bad things are, no matter how dark the world seems, no matter how much I've messed up, God is working through it all, especially in those dark times, even to the extent of the death of his son, that God has a hand in it all, and it is going to turn out according to God's plan. And so Easter reminds me that God is the Almighty. God has power over all things, including sin and death. And that no matter what's going on and how dark things seem, God has the final word. Easter then brings me a new understanding of Jesus' words when he told us, for men, that's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. In a world filled with failed dreams and broken relationships, sickness and economic challenges, loneliness, disappointment, even death, God has the final word. When this life seems to overwhelm me, Easter reminds me that when I can't, God can. The God who created all things with just a word, and then created you and I from a little bit of mud and a rib. The God who not only created the oceans, but parted the seas and calmed the storms. And the God, the eternal God, who was born of a virgin, lived for us and died, and then was raised again. Easter, the Easter story assures me that when I feel wiped out, alone, and out of options, that God is the one who turns the world upside down, and that I can have hope because of that. Hope in the darkest of times. That truth, that Easter truth, really hit home for me when my father died. What could have been a devastating, heartbreaking time, spending 2 weeks just sitting and watching, and then at the end of that 2 weeks having to make the decision whether my father would keep living or not. In that time, God did the impossible and brought joyous new life into the situation. At every turn, God seemed to be present, speaking to me through Scripture, loving and comforting me in the quiet times, and then lifting me up through friends and families and doctors and nurses, even strangers. Unexpectedly, through no help of my own, God brought light into one of my darkest times. And that, for me, is the Easter hope. So this year, in empty tombs and empty churches, I shout out loud, Christ is risen, He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.
What impacts me the most when I think about the resurrection is victory over death, the promise of eternal life. As John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Because of the resurrection, I know that life doesn't end at death. Those I've loved and lost are not really lost. No matter how bad things get, even if we all die in an earth-shattering event, it's okay. We don't have to live in fear. Jesus told His followers, because I live, you also will live. That verse is the inspiration for the 1970s hymn, Because He Lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living because He lives. Because of the resurrection, our lives have meaning beyond the fleeting moments we spend on earth. And that changes everything. Who we are and what we do matters. Without the resurrection, Jesus' death would have been a meaningless tragedy. Without the resurrection, we'd have no hope for the future. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "If the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Then those who have died in Christ have perished. For if this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied." God wanted to make sure that we knew that Jesus had been raised from the dead. When the women came to the tomb and found that Jesus' body was gone, I think that was God's way of saying, "Hey folks, this is real." And later, when Jesus appeared to the disciples, it wasn't as a ghostly vision, or He didn't appear in a dream. He was there physically. They could see him and touch him and have a conversation with him. Except for Thomas, who wasn't there and wasn't about to take their word for it. I can understand that. So when Jesus appeared to the disciples again a week later, he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." I can relate to Thomas because I always question everything. How can I be sure that any of this is real? When I talk to Jesus, I don't see him. I don't hear him. I can't touch him. How do I know he's really there? How do I know that I'm not just talking to a figment of my imagination? Jesus told Thomas, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." So when people around us are freaking out, when everything feels out of control, when suffering and death are everywhere on the news and all around us, it's easy to become infected with the despair virus. But that's exactly the time that we need to proclaim even more loudly, "Christ is risen. He is risen indeed."
It has been a very long Lent. And because of the changes in our routine that the COVID-19 pandemic has caused, it might be hard today to suddenly flip a switch and put ourselves in celebration mode. I believe, though, that this Easter we have an opportunity to fully understand this great truth, that because of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, nothing, not death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, not present things, nor future things, not powers, or height, nor depth, or any other thing that's created, including a virus, can separate us from God's love. And that's why I can celebrate Easter this year. On this Easter Sunday, as we celebrate Jesus' victory over death, we also celebrate that in Christ we are a new creation. It may be hard to see anything new when many of us have been looking at the same small space for the last few weeks. But as we've been saying during Lent, God meets us where we are, but doesn't leave us there. Today, we may not see much around us to cause us to rejoice. It's not like other Easters. But we can celebrate all that will be. This isn't the first time that our world has seemed dark and scary. And it won't be the last time. When Christ was crucified, darkness engulfed the world for 3 hours. But the good news of Easter is that darkness does not overcome the light. And that, as the psalmist says, "If I said the darkness will definitely hide me, the light will become night around me. Even then, the darkness isn't too dark for you. Nighttime would shine as bright as day, because darkness is the same as light to you, God." No darkness can hide us from God. Nothing can separate us from God's love. The resurrection of Christ means that this darkness is not the seemingly unending darkness of the tomb, but instead the life-giving darkness of the womb. All of life begins somehow in darkness. Seeds in the ground, babies in the womb. There's a reason that butterflies are so often associated with Easter. Their transformation from caterpillar to butterfly only comes after a time in the darkness of the cocoon. Just when it seems that all life is gone for the caterpillar, it breaks out and begins to fly. The Easter season lasts 50 days in the church calendar, beginning today, going through Pentecost, when we will celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit. We have 50 days in which to celebrate the light, to recognize the signs of new life that God has given us. Each day of Easter, I encourage you to find one new thing for which to give thanks, one way in which you see God at work around you, bringing hope and salvation to the world through Jesus, the light of the world. Even death could not hold Jesus in the tomb. And no fear or worry or boredom or illness or loneliness or even our death can separate us from God. Nothing can keep God from shaping us into new creations if we're willing. Let us give thanks and celebrate that Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. And because of this, all of us who are in Christ are new creations. Alleluia. Amen.